Man, that was a good hike. I am going to be sore tomorrow. Fuck. Good thing I stretched. It's a bummer I'm doing this drive home by myself. It is a long drive. Fuck. I wish Tiffany wasn't such a hornball. I mean, that guy was phenomenal. And I shouldn't be surprised. She did have her hands down his pants by the time we got back to the cars. But she did just meet him. So funny. She gets so horny when she's exerting herself. I mean, who doesn't? I get pretty horny when I work out, and today was a workout, that's for sure. 14ers don't climb themselves. Glad we got back when we did, though. It sure looks like it's gonna rain. Those clouds are ominous. Oh, where is it? I'm sure she left it in here. Where did she put that thermos? That little bit of something hot would be perfect right now. Might as well drink it. So good. Sweat's almost all dry, but man, it is hot. Sure would be great if it started to rain. There it is. Fantastic. Hour drive just turned into an hour and 20 minutes, but so worth it. I love the sound of rain, especially on the open road. Puddles and messing around. There's nowhere to pull over and wait it out either, so it's really coming down. What? What is that on the side of the road? That's not Bigfoot. Oh boy. That's a person. Holy fuck. He is soaked. Where is he even going? I didn't see a car on the side of the road. There is nothing out here. There is no way he's gonna make it home in this. The temperature is dropping, night is falling. He's fucking gotta be freezing. As hot as I was, that was when I was dry, and this water is cold. Better give him a ride. Fuck, what am I thinking? I can't do that. What if he's got a knife or some sort of serial rapist or something? Let me slow down and get a good look at him. Does he look like a scary clown person? No. I better give him a ride. He needs help. Hey. You need a ride? Oh, sweetheart, you're drenched. Yeah, get in. It's fine. It's leather. We'll figure it out later, okay? Just get in. Oh, hun. Why don't you take off that shirt before you freeze? I don't have any blankets or anything. Yeah, there you go. Oh God, it's seriously dripping everywhere. Just throw it on the floorboard. Oh, wow. You are decidedly more intimidating now that your shirt is off and you look very large in my small truck. I think there's a hoodie in the back. It's mine. So it probably won't fit. I'm not very big, but you can, use it to dry off or whatever. Sure, you could try it on. You're gonna get stuck, aren't you? I'll give you $1 if you can get your arms through those holes. Okay, yeah, it doesn't fit. That's okay. You can leave it off. Are you super embarrassed? Like, how uncomfortable are you? Yeah, a little bit. Okay, so why don't we just turn the heater on? That'll warm you up. That'll deal with one of the problems. You're cold. Not really helpful with the embarrassment. Let's focus on something else. Why don't you tell me where you're headed? Really? I'm going right past there. Do you want me to drop you off? It's really no big deal. It's not out of the way. Now that you seem intimidatingly masculine, but also not a freak of nature, why don't I just give you a ride there? No. You don't have to do me. I mean, repay me? I mean, you don't have to repay me. It's all right. Seriously, stop stammering. You look like a decent guy, so that means you would most likely, in a similar situation, assuming we were in the opposite positions, you would do the same to me. I mean, for me. God. I mean, okay, let's just put the Freudian slips out there. There is something you could do for me. I mean, if you're interested. No pressure. Something you could do to me, perhaps. I see I have your attention. You could unzip those soaking wet jeans and pull them down to your knees so I can see what else that material is hiding. That would be... I would feel grateful. But no pressure. I don't want you to feel like you have to, that your ride is somehow dependent on you letting me ogle you before we start driving. Oh, hey, that's a zipper sound. I am now the one blushing. Yes, jeans are very hard to get off when they're damp. Oh, yes. That is... You are a genetically gifted individual. Not too big, not like break me in half big, but... mama, that's nice. Would you... Well, you already are a little hard, but would you mind getting it all the way hard for me? You know, just stroke it a bit. Yeah, uh-huh. I do want to watch... I actually don't pick up hitchhikers, but you are just inspiring all kinds of naughty thoughts, and I thought I would extend the invitation, see if perhaps you see something you like. Yes, that's a good boy. Stroke it for me, pet. Get it hard. Stroke it for mama. Don't be nervous. It's okay. Would it help if I unbutton the top buttons of my shirt? Just a little? Maybe a few more buttons. Does seem to be doing the trick. Your hand seems so practiced. I'm assuming that at some point in your admittedly short life, you have done this before. No, not stroked for a crazy lady in a Jeep. Yes, stroked yourself. How about I take my shirt all the way off? Would you like that? A little tit for tat, so to speak? You did get mostly undressed for me, after all. Those damp boxers clinging to your thighs. Fuck. How did I ever get so lucky? Before I picked you up, I was actually really pissed at my friend for hooking up with a stranger, but now I see I really have... no room to talk, and I must say, you are adorable. Would you like to take your... Would you like to take your damp, spotty glasses off so you can see my breasts a little clearer from there? Mm-hmm. Just stick them on the dashboard, Pat. Oh, you're sexy with glasses and you are just edible without them. I think I'll leave my skirt on, though. I don't think it'd be flattering for me to have my panties around my thighs. As a matter of fact, I think it would impinge on something that I want. Look down at yourself, Pat. Look how big and hard you look in your hand. Would you mind if I just lean over and help you a little? You wouldn't mind? Perfect. Let me just play with your balls while you stroke that fat cock for me. I like playing with balls, tugging on them, rolling them around in my hand. Normally they're kind of gross when they're damp because it means sweaty, but you're just covered in clean, pure rainwater. I'm getting so wet. Do you mind if I just kiss your shoulder? It's right here by my mouth. Maybe lick you. Some of that rain kissed skin. You just shivered. And your ass isn't staying in the seat. Are you enjoying yourself? Do you want me to stop? Are you sure? I'm not a rapist and I'm not going to coerce you, but I do see something I want. Yes, you. I want you. You look surprised. Has no one ever wanted you like this before? Why don't you watch me rub myself while you rub your cock? Maybe a little mutual masturbation. What a perfect view. Your eyes kind of glazed over as you stroke yourself, and you just can't take your eyes off my nipples, can you? Do you want to touch? Would you like to touch my breasts? You have two hands. Reach over, your pet. Why don't you just give them a little squeeze? Oh, yeah. Take that nipple and between your fingers. Just roll it around a little bit. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Now pitch it a little bit. Oh, fuck. You're a quick study. Have you done this before? No? I didn't think so. There's just something about the untried male that is... It draws me to it like a moth to a flame. I know I shouldn't... Gosh, you're so young. You're 18, right? Okay, early 20s. Perfect. Just checking. Oh, please do that again. Oh, yes. I don't think I can take much more. Do you know what I want? Have I made myself clear? Yeah. Do you think you can handle it? If I climb over the center console and sit on your lap, would you like that? Then why don't I do it? Oh, so glad I wore my skirt today to go hiking. Your thighs feel good underneath mine. How does my ass feel on your knees, pet? Do you like it? Yeah. Your eyes are huge. Look at me. Look up at my face. Are you sure you want this? Do you want me to ride your cock on the side of a road in the middle of nowhere with your wet jeans around your knees? Yeah. Oh, you want to know what to call me? How about you just call me Miss Wendy, pet? Does that work for you? Say it. Yes, Miss Wendy. It's okay. It's not your first time, is it? It is your first time. Even better. Are you nervous? Is that the reason you're hesitating? Because we can stop. Yeah, you're nervous you won't know what to do. How about you let me show you? How does that sound? A little sex ed lesson never hurt, right? Experienced woman who's very, very attracted to you. Turned on, wet. I promise. You just do what feels good, and I'll help. I'll help. Okay, for starters, I want you to just slide my panties to the side. Yes, like that. And I want you to just rub me a little bit. Ah, yes. Your hands are still cold. No, it's fine. It feels really good, actually. Yes. Just no fingers inside. Just rub. See, not scary. My pussy is damp, but it won't hurt you. We'll eat you up, though. Okay, now. I'm gonna hold you right here. The base of your cock. I'll just put the head right here. That's it. Fuck. Do you feel how wet I am for you? Yeah. Grab my ass. Yes. Just like that. And I want you to pull me halfway down your cock. Go as slow as you need to, baby. Fuck. Even your cock is still a little cold. Oh, damn. That feels so good. Not all the way in yet. Are you okay? You worried you're gonna come? Shh. Breathe. Even if you come early, it's okay. It's okay. Breathe before you pull me the rest of the way on. There you go. Breathe in and out. How about you focus on my mouth for a second? Oh, that's right. Oh, now your hands. They're really squeezing my ass. You pull me on when you're ready. I'm patient. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. I guess you were ready. Now we're gonna start moving together, okay? Feel the way I rock my hips. And then on and off. On and off. You can slap my ass if you want to. It's so sweet of you to ask. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. That's right. Are you sure this is your first time? Oh, you're getting a little more confident, I see. That's right, pet. Fuck that pussy. Oh, yeah. Fucking up into me, pet. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. A little faster. Oh, yeah. Right there. Okay. Oh, you saw that in a porn, did you? Yes, you can put your hand on my neck. Oh, not like that. Okay. See this front part? Don't squeeze there. I don't like it. Your hands are big. Oh, God, you feel good. Put your thumb on one artery and your fingers on the other. That's right. Squeeze just a little. Oh. You want me to show you what it feels like? Your neck is big. It's going to take both of my hands, but feel them. Yes. Feel me squeeze your neck just a little bit. Oh. Yes. Yes. I'm not going to last long. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay that you're getting close. Yes, pet. I want you to come inside me. It's your first time. I wouldn't waste that first time come for anything. Fill me up with that come. Yes, baby. Yes, pet. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. It feels good, doesn't it? Fuck yeah. Better than porn. Oh, okay. Oh, you're coming? Okay. Oh. Oh God, you made me so wet. Oh God. Can you feel my pussy pulsing? Squeezing your dick. Oh yeah. Fuck. Oh. We're just milking it all out now. You did great. Oh, yeah. It wasn't long, but I wasn't going to last long anyway. I think statistically the average sexual encounter is like 5 to 7 minutes. You did amazing. Yeah, you're a good boy. Just let your body tremble. That's normal. Yeah, it's a little different than masturbating. Just a little. Okay. I'm gonna climb back into my seat. Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. That was a rather pleasant surprise. I thought I was gonna be driving home alone, and now I'm driving home with a handsome, now slightly more experienced boy. You look like you're gonna fall asleep. Reach in the back and hand me my shirt, would you? Yeah. Pull up your pants. And you can take a nap. I'll just drive us there. Here, put your address in my phone. And I'll get you there, okay? Call me pussy. Handsome boy. Little virgin. Tiffany, thank fuck you're a horny bitch.